deaths after 27 tornadoes churned up parts of 9 states. We've seen some record high temperatures in America lately. Well, so has Antarctica. The Esperanza Research Base saw t-shirt weather Wednesday, recording a high of 65 degrees. Brad Milkey, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Thursday, we'll have sunny skies at 51. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, mostly clear, low at 24. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For Friday, sunny skies and breezy with a high near 57. Friday night, mostly clear with a low at 35. And Saturday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 26.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday morning. A South Central Kansas convenience store clerk in critical condition after police say he was shot by a fugitive charged with two murders in Mississippi. Authorities say the Quick Shop clerk was shot yesterday morning in Pratt as officers were searching for 28-year-old Alex Deaton. Pratt Police Sergeant Edward Grimple says the fugitive was being chased in a stolen car when he went into the Quick Shop, shot the clerk, and stole his vehicle. Deaton was later arrested when he crashed the car in Ellsworth County. Kansas tax collections beat projections for the fourth consecutive month in February, easing pressure on the legislators to cut spending immediately while they consider increasing income taxes as a long-term fix for the state's budget woes. The State Department of Revenue said yesterday that tax collections last month were $37 million more than anticipated for a surplus of 12.5%. Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
It's Macy's Monday Sale Saturday with a preview day Friday. Save 20% on social dresses and junior's prom dresses. Take an extra 30 to 40% off clearance handbags, including designer select fine jewelry. Now 50 to 75% off. Take 60% off suit separates, dress shirts, pants, and more. And save 30% plus an extra 15% on blenders, juicers, food processors, and more. Earn plenty points during Macy's Monday Sale. Plenty, lots of points, lots of places. One rewards program. Savings are free on sale price. Exclusions apply.
Guys, huddle up. Coach's car battery died and he's running behind. And since I haven't been paying attention, I have no idea what plays we run or what most of your names are for that matter. So, what I'll do is I'm going to pop this antacid tablet, I'll fall down, I'll fake a heart attack, and then you guys act shocked and concerned and stuff. And hopefully that'll buy me enough time for the coach to get here. All right, team on three.
Make sure you'll be there. Get a car battery test today. Find a location at interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Federal prosecutors say a series of thefts from mailboxes in Wichita began when someone stole a master key to the city's mailboxes. 11 people indicted this week in a scheme that included the mail thefts, identity theft, and bank fraud. The thieves hit collection boxes, residential mailboxes, mailrooms, churches, businesses, and post offices across Wichita over a period of 4 years. The new casino in southeast Kansas took another step toward opening when the first of more than 620 slot machines arrived this week. The Pittsburgh Morning Sun reports the machines were unloaded and checked Tuesday morning at the Kansas Crossing Casino. It's expected to open within the next 60 days, although the opening date has not officially yet been set. And a cooler midweek leading into a much warmer weekend for much of the Sunflower State. Mid-America Network News.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Nebraska, Mid-American Network News. Good Thursday, I'm Rick Everett. A driver accused of hitting a highway worker has pleaded not guilty to motor vehicle homicide in the woman's death. The North Platte Telegraph reports that 76-year-old Nicholas Dutcher of Scotia entered the plea Monday to the misdemeanor charge in Greeley County Court. Authorities say that on October 3rd, Dutcher was traveling east at 55 miles per hour in a pickup truck when he hit Peggy Gray of North Platte, who was working as a flagger on a highway between Greeley and Wolbach. An Alliance man has been convicted of stabbing to death his brother in Scotts Bluff. The jury deliberated less than 2 hours yesterday before finding 41-year-old William Reed guilty of second-degree murder and weapons crime. His sentencing set for April 13th. In court yesterday, Reed said he didn't remember any details about stabbing his brother, 42-year-old Christopher Reed. Reed said he and his brother had been drinking at the time of the incident. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Market information, ag news from Mid-America Ag Network. The Trump White House appointed Ray Starling to the position of Special Assistant to the President for Agriculture, Trade, and Food Aid. That's a move that's being hailed by multiple ag groups as positive. Starling was most recently an aide to North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis. Starling's appointment fills a position left mostly vacant during the previous administration. A National Pork Producers Council release called Starling, quote, a true champion for American agriculture, adding that his appointment signals a clear intention by the Trump administration to undo some of the unnecessary regulations that are making it hard for pork producers and all American farmers to do their jobs. And the special assistant position is part of the National Economic Council, and Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said Starling is a great choice. Ag News, market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. During public comment, former Marysville Mayor Bill Phillippi spoke against using city pool sales tax proceeds for other projects. Liz Dahl, a former council member, also spoke, urging the city to plan ahead and not work toward an early payoff. Figures provided indicate that early payoff in September 2020 would be approximately $3.4 million. The account balance is presently just over $1.2 million, with $214,000 collected in 2016. At this rate, an early payoff within 4 years would not be feasible. Council discussed an alternative paying down on additional principal balance annually. The mayor will seek a state attorney general opinion on specifics of the bond question, as was presented to voters. Rural Water District No. 2 is dissolving and is offering the city $80,000 for road improvements to 11th Road from Highway 36 south to Keystone, or on Keystone from 11th to 12th Roads. Several options were discussed, and the council will work toward accepting the offer and determining appropriate use of the funds. A number of options for improvements to Feldhausen Field were presented. It was consensus to seek cost and bids for a press box and 15-row bleachers. No estimate of the cost was presented. Project cost updates were reviewed for a state grant for resurfacing U.S. 77, and options were discussed in applying for curb and gutter work on the 7th Street Corridor North. It was pointed that the draft proposal is based on requirements from Union Pacific determined when the wind energy offload facility was approved. No action has taken place on that project, as the railroad has not contracted to date with any interested customers. Council will discuss further how the design should be configured. Reappointments to the Kester House Museum Board were approved for Annie Shane and Rachel Fry, with Coleman Younger replacing Barb Hawkins. Lynn Stowes was approved for the Kester Block Advisory Committee, replacing Tiffany Anderson. Marysville City Brush Dump site will be opening Wednesdays 4 until 6, and Saturday and Sundays 1 to 5, weather permitting. Council adjourned to see the new fire truck, which was completed and delivered last week. Total cost $69,283, under the estimate of $70,000. City of Marysville will host a rabies clinic for pet owners Saturday, March 11th, 8:30 till 10:30 a.m. at Pony Express Vet Clinic in Marysville. Get pets vaccinated and tagged at the same time. City tags are $10 with proof of rabies vaccination, which is available for a $5 examination fee and a $44 vaccination charge. All animals must be at least 3 months of age. Again, this vaccination, rabies clinic, Saturday, March 11th, 8:30 to 10:30 at Pony Express Vet Clinic in Marysville. For details, contact City Hall or the Vet Clinic. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, roast beef, mashed potato, a wheat roll, green beans, and banana salad. Tomorrow, salmon patty, muffin, macaroni and cheese, sweet potato, and fruited jello. Check of school and community calendar, sub-state basketball semifinals tonight. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a high pressure system overhead, which is going to bring us quiet weather as we head throughout the rest of this Thursday and into tonight. It does look like we do have a cold front that will sweep down from the north, but it's not going to bring us any sort of precipitation. It's what we call more of a dry cold front. Sunny skies will continue all the way through the weekend, as well as warmer temperatures by Saturday and Sunday. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Thursday, sunny skies, lower 50s, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, mostly clear, low at 24. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For Friday, sunny and breezy with a high of 57. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. For Friday night, mostly clear with a low near 35. Saturday, sunny and breezy. We'll see temperatures at 68. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low near 46 degrees. And that's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early March, 50, record high on this date, 82 in 1992. The average low, 28. The record low is 1 below 0 in 1962. Sunset this evening, 6:16. Sunrise in the morning at 6:52. 27 degrees in Marysville this morning with a light southwest wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 2nd of March. KNDY News time is 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Isaiah goes off on the Champs in Beantown. The Spurs pull one out before the buzzer. And number 8, Louisville goes down. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. A potential Eastern Conference Finals matchup lived up to the hype in Boston.
Boston down 152 seconds to go. Isaiah comes to get it. He has a step, launches a three, and drills it. Wow.
On WBZ, Isaiah Thomas 31. Celtics edge the Cavaliers 103-99. And late game heroics in San Antonio.
Leonard driving on George, posting him up in the lane. Spins, fires, turnaround jumper. Good! With 2.4 seconds to go.
On WOAI, the Spurs edged the Pacers 100-99. The Rockets crushed the Clippers 122-103. James Harden, 26 points.
Every game from here on out is going to be a playoff atmosphere. We got some tough opponents, some teams that we might be facing in the playoffs. So we got to come out here and bring it. And tonight we did.
Harden on ESPN. College Hoops number 8 Louisville loss.
Here's Woods. Can't take the shot. Back left wing. It goes to Wilbekin. He'll have to take the shot. Long three. Got it.
On the Wake Forest IMG Network, the Demon Deacon shocked the Cardinals 88-81. The Raptors' four-game winning streak is over.
Ball left lane, drives the basket, gets under the basket, right corner Bogdanovich for three, it's there! He is just automatic tonight.
On WFED, Washington defeats Toronto 105-95. Denver's big man stays hot in Milwaukee.
Gallinari has it, throws it over to Jokic at the high post on the right-hand side, squares up on Monroe, shoots over him, jumper's good! Back-to-back triple-doubles for Nikola Jokic!
On KKFN, the Nuggets 110, Bucks 98. Warriors' Kevin Durant will be reevaluated in 4 weeks after spraining the MCL in his left knee. And Sixers' Joel Embiid is done for the season with a knee injury. More college hoops and a dominating performance by third-ranked UCLA.
It's picked up by Ball. He'll just stroll in and jam it in, two-handed.
On AM 1150, the Bruins bop Washington 98-66. And the NFL scouting combine set to begin in Indianapolis. Players take the Wonderlic test today. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Thursday night basketball tip-offs. Class 3A at Sabetha. Marysville girls face Hiawatha at 6. Sabetha entertains Nemo Hall Central at 7:30. At Bennington, Class 2A Boys, Washington County meets Wabunsee at 6. Bennington hosts Sacred Heart at 7:30. Girls at Clifton Clyde, Class 1A, Hanover meets Pike Valley at 6. Lynn faces Clifton Clyde at 7:30. At Centralia, Class 1A Girls, Frankfort meets Donovan West at 6. Centralia entertains Onega at 7:30. At Axtell, Class 1A Girls, Blue Valley meets Southern Cloud at 6. Axtell entertains Wetmore at 7:30. Substate basketball action live on KNDY. Thursday night, Marysville, Hiawatha Girls at 6 on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Washington County, Wabunsee Boys at 6, live on FM 95.5. Friday night, Marysville High Boys meet Nema Hall Central. Washington County Girls face Republic County. Live coverage continues. Streaming as well on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our mobile app, KNDY Extra.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A Nebraska cattleman has completed his term as chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils. Michael Clements with more.
Earlier this month, Steve Hansen, a beef producer from Elsie, Nebraska, completed his one-year term as chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils. Hansen says there have been many changes since he began volunteering in beef demand building programs many years ago.
When I first got on to the operating committee, we were advertising in print media. You'd see our name, Beef, It's What's for Dinner, and you'd open up a magazine and there'd be the famous char marks on the steaks. And you'd hear those famous voices on TV and radio. And now, with the dollars the way they are, we can't afford that type of advertising. So we went to strictly digital to reach that millennial. She seems to be the person that does most of the buying decisions in the family. And I shouldn't say she, because it's he or she. The millennial really has our most opportunistic target right now.
Hansen says he has become a big proponent of using new strategies to reach today's beef consumers.
We're working digitally with all of the social accounts, Facebook, Twitter. We have some real knowledgeable people in at the NCBA offices and the marketing divisions, and we've hired a firm to help us with this too. And so it's very important that we invest in this digital means, and social media has become a big player in this. It's very helpful, and I think we're seeing, you know, new things. I think we're going to try and see some new things at the operating committee level this year. We'll see new ways that when the woman walks into this to the supermarket, she will look at her apps and see what's on sale that day. You know, we hope to move things forward and make it the digital world the real world, where we can sell our meat and have people buy it.
Michael Clements reporting.
With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
At News Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Craig Mead. The House Ag Committee sent a bipartisan letter to congressional budget writers arguing against further farm bill cuts as the panel started work this week on the 2018 farm bill. The letter is bipartisan and leaves no doubt about the trouble that agriculture faces when it comes to looking at a new farm bill. House Ag Chair Michael Conaway.
Net farm income is down 50% from where it stood just 4 years ago. The Agriculture Committee pledged to save $23 billion in the 2014 farm bill, but we wound up saving four times that amount.
Conaway says there are holes in the 2014 farm bill. The letter also addressed the extra savings in the 2014 farm bill.
The bottom line is this: we do not yet know the resources we will need to write an effective new farm bill. But what we do know is that our committee has more than demonstrated our fiscal bona fides, and we've earned the budget flexibility that may be necessary to craft and enact the 2018 Farm Bill.
House Ag Chair Michael Conaway as we begin work on the 2018 Farm Bill. Soil temperatures across the Central Plains is still quite chilly, even though the air temperature has warmed up some in the last couple of weeks. We've seen some 60 and 70 degree readings. Soil temperatures across most of Nebraska still holding in the low 30s. The northern tier of counties still in the upper 20s. Across Kansas, low 30s in the northwest, looking at mid 30s in the central part of the state, and low 40s in the southeast. And we've got a strip of low 40s across eastern Oklahoma. But these are four inch soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. this morning. Still quite chilly, even though the air temperature is trying to warm up here in early March. Ag News Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network. Commodity Classic underway in San Antonio, Texas, always well attended by the folks at Kansas Wheat, promoting Kansas Wheat and the state of Kansas as well. Mike Jordan is past president of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers at Commodity Classic, and there's an awful lot of policy talk underway at Commodity Classic.
Policies for the national organization in preparation for the Classic itself.
Ken Wood is a producer with the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers. Ken tells Mid-America Ag Network he believes Commodity Classic is important to Kansas and Kansas wheat.
Representatives of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers that goes on with Commodity Classic. First day of meetings is filled up with committee meetings, policy committee, go through resolutions at Commodity Classic. It's kind of an annual thing, and then they also are preparing policy.
Kansas Association of Wheat Growers producers Mike Jordan and Ken Wood representing Kansas Wheat at Commodity Classic 2017. Thanks for your dedication and hard work.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. We know what it is. It's agriculture, of course. Dairy farmers are hoping for some help from the White House. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Blame Canada. That's what American dairy farmers are saying about some of the bubbling gluts weighing on the milk market, and they are eager for the president to do something about it. They see him as an opportunity to crack what they see as Canada's protectionist milk practices and to help ease oversupply in some regions. A key battleground is a little-known market for ultra-filtered milk, a concentrated ingredient used to boost protein content in cheese and yogurt. Canada is creating incentives for processors to buy from domestic manufacturers. U.S. producers say that could be a disaster. They allege the new policy would violate trade agreements. One estimate claims that companies in Wisconsin and New York could lose $150 million in sales north of the border. Kevin Ellis, who's CEO of Cayuga Milk Ingredients in Auburn, New York, says Canada seems to want to have the free flow of goods south, but is protective of anything going north, so he says it's time to sit down and talk. He says he hopes the Trump administration will take on Canada. But there are two sides to the story. The Canadian side is a little different. The Dairy Farmers of Canada, based in Ottawa, represents about 12,000 farms. It says imports of U.S. ultra-filtered milk causes an estimated $231 million loss each year for domestic producers in Canada. Under the 1994 NAFTA agreement, which President Trump has lambasted as the worst trade deal ever, most U.S. dairy products going into Canada face tariffs as much as 300%. But ultra-filtered milk was not part of those rules, and it arrives in Canada without tariffs. The thing to keep in mind about all of this is that anything that erodes the bottom line for American dairy producers is bad because cash receipts dropped to a six-year low of $34.2 billion last year. Matt Gould, a number cruncher with Dairy and Food Market Analyst Incorporated, said without Canada's demand for ultra-filtered milk to soak some of the extra supply, dairy farmers in the U.S. will probably see lower paychecks. Producers normally get paid a government-regulated milk price with bonuses for quality or volume, but if there's too much milk, premiums will disappear and they could instead see discounts. Gould says for some organizations, this could be catastrophic. He says that milk has to stay in the region and will cause even more enormous dumping and wastage, which will take the spot value of raw milk and drive it right into the ground. Well, let's hope not. Back after this.
Hit the bullseye with Spring Hill Herefords and Alcove Cattle Company's annual on-target Hereford and Angus Bull Sale, Saturday, March 18th, beginning at 1 o'clock at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Selling 26 yearling Hereford bulls plus 5 18-month-old, 25 Angus bulls, and 10 Angus heifers. Learn more online at OnTargetBullSale.com or SpringHillHerfords.com or AlcoveCattleCompany.com. Find them on Facebook as well. Sale broadcast online at DVAuction.com. The annual On Target Hereford and Angus Bull Sale is Saturday, March 18th, beginning at 1 o'clock at the Marshall County Fairgrounds, Blue Rapids. More details online at OnTargetBullSale.com.
As always, I am grateful to be able to have this time with you, and I appreciate you listening to Farming America, a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 1,100 to 1,200 head of cattle for the sale today, including two black cows, 2 years, 4 to 5 months, 50 black cows, all stages running age, five black cows, springers or middle age, six black pairs, 3 years, nine black cows, springers, four black cows, springers, middle age, 20 black steers, nevers, 350 to 5, 15 red steers, nevers, 4 to 5, 10 mixed steers, 4 to 5, 26 Charlie Cross steers, nevers, weigh 450 to 8. 20 black steers at 5 to 6, 25 black and red steers 550 to 650, 15 black steers nevers 550 to 650, 54 weighing in at 5 to 7, 7 black steers nevers 6 to 7, 18 weighing 6 to 7, 6 weighing at 6 to 7, 20 black steers nevers 6 to 750, 70 black heifers 650 to 7. 30 black steers never 650 to 750, 45 weighing in at 650 to 850, 60 black steers never 650 to 850, 27 weighing in at 650 to 850, 65 black steers never 650 to 850, 16 black heifers weigh 5 to 6, 11 red steers never 7 to 8, 79 black steers never 7 to 8, 102 black steers 750 to 8, 60 black heifers 8 to 8 and a quarter, 55 black steers weighing 9 to 9 and a quarter, and 20 black steers weighing 9 to 9.50. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 731 from KNDY, 27 degrees sunshine this morning in Marysville. Forecast highs around 50 again today.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
The Nordish Motor Company in Marysville has a remaining 2016 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4-wheel drive and a 2500 HD Crew Cab 4-wheel drive. Both are Z71 editions. The new 2017 Chevy Colorado 4-wheel drive